好，我们请看《历代志上》十二章。
First Chronicle chapter 12. First Chronicle chapter 12.
历代志上十二章三十二节。
Verse 32. First Chronicle 12:32.
三十二节，以撒迦支派有两百族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们族弟兄都听从他的命令。
Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the chief were 200, and all their brethren were at their command.
我不敢说这个是圣灵的感动。
I cannot say this is from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是请你也不要说我是望文生义。
But also, you should not say I overinterpretate.
我只是想要借用这里两句非常棒的话来做我的开场白。
I just would like to use this verse to be my opening statement.
这里讲到通达实务知道所当行的。
He had to tell us that they know what ought to be done and they are very capable understanding of the times.
他们知道 understanding, 然后知道该做什么。
They are understanding and they know what to do.
这个通达实务就是知道我们现在所处的是怎样的一个时代。
Understanding means knowing what kind of world are we at.
我听过两个传道说我们今天的世代就是英文字母的那个 I 叫做 I 世代。
I have heard two ministers said today is the so-called I generation.
我们星期六早上也听到柯传道说，有人说这个世代叫做后现代。
And also from Pastor Cole's sermon on Saturday, we heard that this is so-called postmodern age.
那我们了解了我们所处的世代，那再来就是我们应该怎么做。
We know our times and we should know what to do.
这真的是一句非常棒的话，通达实务知道所当行的。
This indeed is a very good statement.
那所以想要用三个项目来跟大家一起分享我们所当行的。
I have three points to share with you about what we should do.
第一个就是医治。
The first point is to heal.
我们常常发现我们的生活里头充满着很多的不但是身体上更是生活上的病。
Over time, we discover our life have a lot of sickness, which is not only physical, but spiritual.
有的人的生活形态是病态的。
Some people, their lifestyle actually is sick.
有很多的家庭有病。
Some family had a lot of sickness.
我们有时候也会说这个社会有问题，这个世界充满着问题。
And sometimes we may comment that the society is sick.
所以在这样的世代，除了我们要坚持我们的信仰能够有这个得救的把握。
In this society, we have to grab hold of the hope of our salvation.
那我们也应该想到说我们应该做些什么。
And we should know what we ought to do.
我想一个很重要的事情就是医治。
I think one of the important things that we must do is healing.
我们自己要得到医治。
We must receive healing.
我们也要带给别人医治。
And we also must bring healing to others.
有了医治之后再来就是建设。
After healing is rebuilding.
有了建设之后再来我们才能够达到变化。
And after rebuilding, then we can have transforming.
我们常常说在耶稣基督里头我们要成为新人。
We always say, in Christ, we are a new creation.
所以我想前面两个过程是必须要有的。
So I think the first two stages are necessary.
要有医治， 要有建设。
We need healing. We need rebuilding.
啊，然后所带来的就是变化。
Then we can bring transformation.
啊，所以这三个项目里头就有很多的空间啊，让我们去填入一些项目。
And then we can fill in the blanks in these three aspects.
啊，让我来分享一下我所填进去的是什么。
I would like to share with you what did I fill in.
啊，当我们说这是所谓的 I 世代，我们说这是所谓的后现代。
When we say we are in the so-called I generation or postmodernism.
啊，很多人对将来是很不确定的。
Many people are very uncertain about the future.
很多人对将来是觉得啊很不看好啊，很没有真实的希望的。
Many people are pessimistic about the future too.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督就是我们的盼望。
But the Bible tells us that Lord Jesus Christ is our hope.
耶利米书里头告诉我们说，神的意念是要让我们末后有指望。
In the book of Jeremiah, it tells us that the thought of the Lord is to bring hope to us.
啊，所以在耶稣基督里头的盼望啊，是我们一个重要的基础。
So we have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为有这个盼望，所以我们知道能够有这个所谓的医治。
Because we have hope, that's why we have healing.
如何带给人医治
？How can we bring healing?
从圣经里头，我们也知道很多问题的最后的原因就是罪。
According to the Bible, that we know the reason of all the suffering is sin.
很多人知识上嘴巴里头承认我是罪人。
Many people on their lips they admit that they are sinners.
但是在实际的生活行动里头，并不认为我是罪人。
But in practical life, they actually do not admit what they are.
比如说，夫妻之间有了问题。
For example, if husband and wife is having problem,
啊，很多时候不会有人说我错了，我有罪。
Sometimes nobody will say I'm wrong, I have sin.
很可能说因为我们沟通有问题。
They may say because of miscommunication.
啊，所以罪得着赦免。
So sin have to be forgiven.
啊，才能够得着医治。
In order to have healing.
啊，这就是为什么我们传福音带领人来信主，让他得着主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
And that's why we have to preach the gospel so that they can receive the baptism of remission of sin.
再来，我们生活当中就要过着赦免的生活。
In our life, we have to live a life of forgiveness.
啊，赦免带来医治，赦免让我们的生活能够得到医治。
Forgiveness bring healing to our life.
那什么是赦免
？What is forgiveness?
就是当一个人对我们造成伤害的责任的时候，我们释放了他。
Forgiveness is when a person caused harm and hurts to you, but you have to release him or her.
啊，既然有人受伤害，当然一定有人是有人是需要负责任的。
And of course, if somebody caused a hurt, and somebody have to bear the responsibility.
啊，我们要去放掉，我们要去把它放掉，我们要帮助人去把它放掉。
But we have to let it go.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
Matthew 18, verse 27.
Matthew 18, verse 27.
27节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt.
这里说到一个仆人，他大大的亏欠了他的主人。
He tells us a servant owe his master a lot of money.
那这个主人出于怜悯， 就原谅了他，就释放了他。
And the master of the servant was moved with compassion and released him.
35节
35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你了。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
所以主耶稣也要我们用这样子来原谅人。
So our Lord Jesus Christ requests us to do the same degree of forgiveness.
这个可以带来对过去的伤害的医治。
Which can bring healing from the past wound.
这也能够成为明天更有力量往前进的力量。
And it can bring strength for tomorrow.
在腓利门书里头，保罗所提到的这个阿尼西姆就是一个例子。
In the book of Philemon, there was an example of how Paul wrote to Philemon about Onesimus.
保罗要这个腓利门这样来释放，来原谅了这个阿尼西姆。
Paul requested Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
因为这样子才能够造成双赢。
Because this is the way to cause double winning situation.
腓利门能够放掉他心中的重担。
Philemon can release the burden in his heart.
这个阿尼西姆也能够从主人的手中来得到释放。
And Onesimus would also be released from his master.
因为赦免原谅，这是主耶稣给我们的重要的教训之一。
Because forgiveness is one of the main teachings that our Lord has left for us.
但是常常说，说也很容易，但是做起来很难。
But we know it is easy to say than do.
我们常常会说这个伤害太大了。
We always say it caused too much hurting.
有时候我们说就让时间来医治一切。
Some people say let time to do the healing.
但是事实告诉我们，时间不会医治一切。
But actually, time may not heal everything.
有人说我在等他来跟我道歉，我就原谅他。
Some people may say.I wait for him to come to me, then I'll forgive him.
有人说，如果我能够忘记，我就原谅他。
Some people say, if I'm able to forget, then I'll forgive.
那很奇怪，这个头脑对受伤的事情，它特别不会忘记。
But our brain is not easy to forget what was hurting.
有人会说，这种人，我如果原谅他，他一定会再犯。
Some people say, if I forgive, then he'll do it again.
其实我们要想想看，我们自己想想看，帮助别人想想看，不原谅会带来怎样的后果。
But we can think the other way, that if you do not forgive, what will be the result?
马太福音十八章我们所看的主耶稣所讲的这个故事。
From the story recorded in Matthew chapter 18,
也告诉我们，不原谅别人，那个后果是很大的。
To tell us that the consequences of not forgiving are much serious.
请看马太福音十八章三十一节。
Chapter 18 of Matthew, verse 31.
三十一节，同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。
So when his fellow servant saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came to tell the master all that had been done.
有一个人他不愿意原谅他的同伴。
There was one person who do not want to forgive his brothers.
结果他其他的同伴就对这个人觉得很忧愁。
And his fellow servants were grieved.
这些其他的同伴对这个人非常的失望。
Because they were deeply disappointed of that servant.
这个人很可能他本来是在同伴当中得到人家尊敬的。
Maybe that person was respected by others' companion.
因为他起先他愿意将钱来借给别人，来帮助别人。
He was willing to lend to others.
但是现在他所表现的是不愿意原谅人。
But now what he behaved is an unforgiving character.
他失去了同伴对他的这种尊敬。
He have lost the respect from other people.
这是一个很大的损失。
This is a great loss.
不但这样子，
Not only that,
他的主人 也不饶过他。
And his master would not let him go.
啊，他的主人给他更大的羞辱。
And his master would cause even more shame on him.
啊，祝福也带来人生活当中的医治。
Blessing will bring healing.
啊，祷告是一种崇拜，祷告也是神的祝福。
Prayer is a kind of worship. Prayer is also a blessing from God.
很多时候，很多的朋友、弟兄姐妹愿意诚心诚意的跪在神的面前来做祷告。
Many brothers and sisters would like to come in front of God and pray earnestly.
不但是弟兄姐妹，更多的时候是我们的一些朋友。
Not only brothers and sisters, but also even our friends.
他们来到教会，他们愿意一起跪下。一起来祷告。
They come to the church and they're willing to pray together.
他们得着祝福，
they receive blessing.
他们得着医治，
they receive healing.
在我们日常生活当中，除了祷告之外，啊，我们要常常祝福别人。
In our daily life, besides praying, we should bless people more often.
啊，因为祝福能够带来医治。
Because blessing.Will bring healing.
请看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十四节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 14.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
这里告诉我们说，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
The Bible tells us only bless and not curse.
啊，因为许许多多的人需要得着医治。
Because many people need healing.
啊，祝福带来医治。
Blessing bring healing.
啊，有时候啊，我们简单的握握手、拍拍肩膀、一个拥抱，这就含着祝福。
A shaking of hands, a patting on the shoulder, a hug will bring blessing.
啊，在言语上，我们来表达。我们的祝福。
In our words, we should say blessing.
好，我们来确定对方他的价值。
Because blessing is to recognize the value of the other person.
在这个祝福里头，我们带给对方他属灵的这种眼睛。
In blessing, that we bring vision spiritually.
从言语当中，我们来表达对他生活能够更成功、更兴盛的祝福。
We bless the person.That they can enjoy prosperity in the spiritual and physical life.
真的，更多的祝福会带来更多的医治。
More blessing indeed will bring more healing.
其实，家庭也常常需要得到医治。
Actually, family needs healing.
啊，所以在家庭里头，我们也要多祝福。
In our family, we should have more blessing.
啊，少这种责骂啊，或者是挑错。
Less, trouble picking or less scolding.
我们再请看《生命记》第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章十六节
，verse 16, Deuteronomy 5:16.
当照主你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福，并使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
我们知道这是十诫的第五诫。
We know that it is the fifth commandment.
啊，这里提到我们要尊敬，要孝顺我们的父母亲。
This is to tell us to honor our parents.
这里说到一定会得福。
And then it tells us that we will receive blessing.
啊，如果说医治就是最大的福气之一。
If healing is one of the big, greatest blessing.
那么这里所说的福气。也包括着，一定也包括着医治。
And of course, the blessing here must include healing.
啊，所以这种 家庭父母对儿女所更广阔的表达的就是这种人与人之间的人伦之的这一层的关系。
This is to improve the human relationship amongst our family.
这是一层不能够被破坏的关系。
This is an unbreakable relationship.
为什么我们说有病？
Why we say there is sickness?
因为这一层关系是越来越被破坏，越来越不被重视。
Because human relationships were damaged and ignored.
所以常常不能够得福，不能够得医治。
That's why people fail to receive healing and blessing.
我们再请看新约圣经以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书六章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2.
第二节第三节
to three.
要孝敬父母使你得福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
到了新约时代，这一个家这一层这个孝顺这件事情还是被强调的。
Even in the New Testament, emphasize that we have to honor our parents.
所以要得着医治，我们要帮助人去看重这家庭的关，家庭的伦理的关系。
That we have to help other people to put emphasis on the family relationship.
看重这种亲情的关系。
To emphasize relationship between relatives.
努力的去促进这一层的这种密切的关系。
And to promote close bonding between family members.
我们常常去留意着家里的人为我们所做的事情。
We have to pay attention about what our family member has done for us.
我们常常去看到家里的人为我们所做的牺牲。
We have to always be aware of the sacrifice of our family member done to us.
当然也要把原谅这件事情在家庭里头来实行。
And we have to fulfill forgiveness in our family.
我们就会得着医治。
And our life will be healed.
曾经有个姐妹她是一个老师。
There was a sister who was a teacher.
她跟她的先生的爸爸妈妈就是她自己的公婆一直处得不好。
She was not in good terms with her parent-in-law.
那是在她信主之前。
Which was before his conversion.
这件事情一直困扰着她。
These things has disturbed her.
她又想到说她是一个老师，但是她跟自己的公婆关系很不好。
She knows that she is a teacher and she had no good relationship with in-laws.
有时候很严重的时候，她在学校里头，她甚至不能够去上课。
And sometimes it disturbed him to the point that he cannot go to school.
他必须要请假。
She has to apply for leave.
他对自己也非常的自责。
She was very guilty about herself.
我是一个老师，但是我怎么不能够跟我的公婆好好的相处？
I am a teacher, but why I could not enjoy good relationship with my in-laws?
感谢神他来信了耶稣。
Thank God that she has come to believe.
靠着神的恩惠，靠着主耶稣的帮助。
By the power of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
很多的事情他真的能够去原谅。
That she has learned to forgive.
真的他的生活就得着了医治。
And that she really received healing from her life.
他跟公婆的关系渐渐的变好。
She has enjoyed improved relationship with the in-laws.
这一层关系变好了，整个家庭她跟丈夫的关系也得到了医治。
And of course, her relationship with her husband has been improved.
当然医治还有很多的项目。
And of course, there are many items of healing.
我们可以自己去想想。
We can think about ourselves.
我们如何来医治自己。
How can we bring healing upon ourselves?
我们如何来医治别带给别人医治？
How can we bring healings to others?
再来我们要带来建设。
Secondly, we have to bring rebuilding.
我们要用真理来建设。
We have to rebuild with the truth.
请看约翰福音第八章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十二节。
Verse 32.
主耶稣说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
一个真正被建立的人，他应该是一个自由的人。
A person who has been rebuilt have to be a free person.
所以我们要用真理来做建设。
That we have to rebuild with the truth.
那什么是真理呢？
What is the truth?
请看约翰福音十七章。
John 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
Verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
主耶稣这里说，你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以我们要有真理，要有主耶稣的教训，来做我们生活的基础。
That we need the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ to be our foundation.
我们是不是在生活当中靠着神的恩典，不断的在建设呢？
Do we rely on the power of God to rebuild?
我们在生活当中许许多多的努力，我们是在什么基础上努力呢？
On what foundation do we strive to build our life upon?
我们是否在真理这个层面上面来做建设？
Do we rebuild on the basis of the truth?
主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的，听见去行的，就是好像盖房子在磐石上。
On Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, For those who have heard the truth and do it, just like a person build his house on a solid foundation.
那要用真理来建设，我们就必须要努力。
If we want to rebuild on the, of the truth, we have to strive our best.
我们要看重神的教训。
We have to emphasize on the teachings of the Lord.
我们常常把神的教训摆在优先的次序。
We have to prioritize the word of God in our life.
那我们也要去避免一些没有益处，甚至是愚昧的事情。
And we have to avoid something meaningless and silly.
我们学习很多，也要努力的去行。
We have learned a lot, and we have to put them into practice.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians 4, verse 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见，所看见的，这些事，你们都去行，是平安的神，就必与你们同在。
The things which you have learned and received and heard saw in me, these do, and the word, the God of peace will be with you.
在第八节，保罗提到很多很正面，很有意义的事情，保罗说，你们都要思想。
Paul, in verse 8, mentioned about many positive things that members should ponder upon.
这些也都是保罗他常常在思想的。
Which items were also in Paul's mind frequently.
这些也是保罗常常在生活当中努力去实践的。
Which was Paul always trying to put them into practice.
所以第九节保罗他就说，你们所学习的，所领受，所听见，所看见的，你们都去行。
That's why in verse 9, Paul said, The things which you have learned and received from me and heard and saw in me, please do it.
去做了，你们就有平安，就有神的同在。
If you do it, you will have peace from God.
当我们用真理来做彼此的建设。
When we use truth as a basis for rebuilding.
保罗说，我们要用温和的言语，温和的态度，来做劝诫，来做纠正。
Paul said that we have to have a gentle attitude to correct each other.
我们要跟人与人之间要先有好的关系。
First, we need to have good interpersonal relationship.
我们人与人之间彼此的关系要先得到医治。
Interpersonal relationship must be healed first.
这样子我们才能够更进一步的用真理来彼此建设。
Then we can build each other up upon the truth.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十四节。
Second Timothy 3:14.
十四节，但你所学习的，所切信的，要存在心里， 因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Chapter 3, verse 14, but you must continue in these things which you have learned and be assured of knowing from whom you have learned them.
在这里接下来保罗提到这个提摩太他是明白圣经的。
Paul mentioned that Timothy is knowledgeable about the Bible.
这个17节说那个目的就是要预备行各样的善事。
17, which is to equip to do good work.
那为什么保罗他能够这样子来劝勉提摩太
？Why Paul can encourage Timothy in such a way？
这个十四节说，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Verse 14 said, because you know to whom you learn from。
保罗他用真理来建设这个提摩太。
Paul used truth to build up Timothy。
在这建设之前，他跟提摩太之间就有一个很好的关系。
Before rebuilding, he enjoyed good relationship with Timothy。
我们也知道保罗他称提摩太是他的真儿子。
Paul addressed Timothy as his own son。
在这一层美好的关系上面来做真理的建设。
So he built upon the truth about this relationship。
这就是为什么要先得到医治，然后再来才能够建设。
That's why we need to have healing first before we can rebuild。
再请看提摩太后书三章。
Second Timothy,
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
First Timothy 3:15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
在这里提到说教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Here tells us that the church is the pillar of the living truth.
既然要用真理来建设，所以也要用教会来建设。
That's why the church need to build upon the solid truth.
如果说要用真理来建设，那一定也离不开教会。
If we need to build from the truth, of course we cannot depart from the church.
因为教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Because the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
既然建设必须要在真理的基础上面。
If you build, you must build upon the truth.
所以教会这个是不能够被忽略的一个项目。
So church is something that you cannot neglect.
这就是为什么我们互相勉励，要多多的来参与教会教会的聚会、教会的活动。
That's why we have to encourage each other to attend church regularly.
一个跟教会很疏远的人是很难有所建设的。
If a person is far away from church, he is far away from any rebuilding.
所以我们怎么去建设人
？So how do we rebuild？
我们要让人对教会有向心力。
We need to make the church attractive and coherent。
相信教会在我们生活当中，它不可缺少的地位。
And to make people feel that church is indispensable in their life。
这个教会也是主耶稣。宝血所买的
，because the church is purchased by the blood of our Lord。
这教会是建造在主耶稣基督的磐石上。
The church was built upon the foundation of the truth。
为了要让人得着教会的帮助与建设，我们要带领人能够顺服教会的带领。
In order to lead the people, we have to teach the people about how to obey the direction of the church。
我们要带领人。多多的参与教会的各项的活动。
We have to lead people to join church activities.
让更多的人愿意一起到教会来。
So that more people will come to church.
让更多的人常常到教会来。
And more people will come to church more frequently.
让更多的人早早的就来到教会。
And more people come to church early.
还有很重要的预备好来教会。
and to prepare their heart before coming to church.
请看希伯来书第十章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews 10.
希伯来书第十章二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止灌喝的人，都要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
在这里说到不要忽略了聚会。
Here tell us, do not neglect service.
要常常互相勉励。
We have to always encourage each other.
用教会来做建设。
To rebuild upon the church.
再请看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24. The book of Joshua 24.
耶稣雅记二十四章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，现在你们要敬畏神，诚心诚意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉主。
Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, and in Egypt, serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉主不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。
As, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself the day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers and served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of Amorites in those land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是耶稣雅在晚年他对百姓最后的建设。
That was the last building of Israel, of Joshua to the people of Israelites.
他要百姓们做个选择。
He wanted them to make a choice.
他要百姓们做个决志。
To make a resolution.
所以我们彼此用这个立志、决志来做建设。
So that we have to rebuild with this kind of determination.
因为立志、决志带来建设。
Because resolution will bring rebuilding.
很多伟大的事情总是要先有一个立志。
Many great things have to be started with a determination.
很多的立志，它不一定会去实践或者成功。
Even though not all determination or resolution will be materialized.
但是主耶稣基督是我们的盼望。
But our Lord Jesus is our hope.
我们在信仰这个层面上面，我们所做的节制是有主耶稣的帮助的。
Because whenever we make resolution, we will be helped by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一定能够达到这建设的果效。
We will achieve the level of rebuilding.
请看路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14. Luke 14.
路加福音十四章二十六节。
Verse 26. 14:26.
二十六节，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers or sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples.
二十七节，还不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples.
这是我们彼此之间应该有的立志。
This is our common resolution.
因为我们不但要得着医治，我们更要进一步的要来建设。
Not only we should receive healing, but we need rebuilding.
我们要立志看主耶稣在一切之上。
That we have to put Jesus first in our life.
有很多的事情，它很有价值，也非常的重要。
There are many things which is important and meaningful.
但是主耶稣他在一切之上。
But Lord Jesus is more important than those things.
这是我们每一个个人要有的立志。
That is our resolution.
这是每一个家庭要有的立志。
That should be the resolution of each family.
这是每一个团队、每一个团体所应该有的立志。
That should be common resolution of every group of us.
这样才能够让我们真的分别出来。
So that we can make discernment.
我是一个基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我们是一个 基督徒的家庭。
I am a Christian family.
我们是真耶稣教会。
I am true Jesus Church member.
我们要能够有这样的分别。
We should be able to make this discernment.
借着我们彼此很好的沟通，让我们都能够有一个对我们属灵的严谨，能够认识，能够看见。
Through common communication, we can develop this kind of spiritual insight.
就好像耶稣亚他为什么会为他自己，为他的家庭来做这个节制。
And that's why Joshua could make such a huge resolution for himself and his family.
为什么他会要带领所有的百姓来做这样的节制。
Why he want his people to make the same resolution.
因为这些古圣徒他们已经看见了那属灵的眼睛。
Because they have seen the spiritual insight and vision.
他们也相信靠着神的恩惠他们是能够做到的。
And they believe that by the power of Lord Jesus Christ, they can do it.
有医治有建设一定会带来变化。
If there was healing, if there is rebuilding, and there must be transformation.
今天我们有很多人在做检讨之后，我们会说，很多人没有变化。
Sometimes, if you look around, we may say many people do not change.
我们应该看看是不是大家有得到了医治。
We may ask, have we received healing?
我们要看看是不是都有在建设。
Have we asked, have we rebuilt?
那在有神的爱有弟兄姐妹的爱的这样的一个基础上面是一定会变化的。
If there were love of Jesus Christ among us, there must be transformation.
因为爱带来力量。
Because love will bring strength.
爱带来的保护。
Love brings protection.
爱带来的证据。
Love bring 证据。
带来的这个凭据证据。
Evidence.
爱让许多的事情真的有它的果效。
Love brings effect.
所以求主耶稣也帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们也努力在爱心上面不断的来努力来增长。
So that we can always grow in love.
我们在座有很多的侍奉的同工。
Today, among us, there are many co-workers.
让我们都一起来努力，来医治，来建设，来变化。
So, let us all pursue healing, rebuilding, and transformation.
我们唱诗417首。
Let's sing hymn 417.